Hello everyone, welcome back to Diverse Culture. Thank you for tuning in with your host, Oluwatomiyi Sarah Fashoke, aka your fine Yoruba babe. For our listeners, our DC fam, welcome back. And for our new listeners and viewers, and our soon-to-be DC family, welcome to Diverse Culture, where we learn together about different cultures in different countries in different continents around the globe. Or should I say, Assalamu alaikum, the common greeting in Bangladesh. Yes, the country we'll be focusing on today's episode is Bangladesh, and still in the continent of Asia. Okay, so for this episode, I'm so excited because we have a special guest who is from this country, our beautiful country, Bangladesh, and she will be introducing herself because she's wonderful and beautiful and great. So give it up for our special guest, Zania.
Thank you. Hi. So I am Zania and I am currently doing my graduate studies. I'm in my master's at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I've been in the U.S. for a little over a year. And I'm very happy to share my experiences as a Bangladeshi. And thank you, Sarah, for inviting me to your podcast. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yay, thank you. Of course, as you've heard it, this is Zania from Bangladesh. And she is a master's student at UWM. Yeah, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Today's episode, obviously, we'll be looking at our beautiful country, Bangladesh, with the help of our guest, Zania. We'll be talking about the facts about the country, the flag, the traditional food, my favorite part to talk about, the traditional dresses, the festivals that goes on in this country, and just the fun fact. So, without further ado, let's dive right into it. Yay!
Let's go!
Bangladesh, a country of South Asia, located in the delta of Padma and Jumna, rivers, in the northeast part of Indian subcontinent, and the capital of Bangladesh is Dhaka. Bangladesh is known for its vibrant history, ancient archaeology, rich culture, and beautiful landscape. The population is about 1,605.1 million. And obviously, their official language is Bengali, which I will let Zania talk more about Bangladesh. Take it away.
So, I feel extremely proud to be a Bangladeshi. I would like to say, like, first of all, that because I feel like I come from a very rich culture. We are diverse in terms of cultures, in terms of religion, and we are blessed with, like, the natural natural beauty, and the weather is really nice there, even though it's kind of like, you know, long summers, but still I think like it's sometimes better than, like, you know, snowing and everything that happens here. Half of the year is winter, so I really miss that thing about my country. And when I grew up, I had the privilege to live in, like, you know, different places when I was growing up. And I feel like that gave me a lot of experiences. And I could, like, you know, I met many different people. I went to many schools. Like, I did not finish my, all my school years in one particular school. I went to many different schools. I made many different friends. And, like, there were major changes and shifts in my childhood, which I feel like that gave me the courage and that confidence that, yes, I, like, you know, can maybe study one day, come abroad and study, like, pursue my higher education. So, yeah, I think I really, like, loved how my life was, like, there in my country, Bangladesh. I loved everything about it, and I love my family. I miss them a lot. But yeah, I think that's about it.
Okay, thank you. As you know, like, many countries have different languages. Even if they have their main source of language, their official language, there's a lot of languages that goes on. I just wanted to ask, what are the, if you know, how many languages Bangladesh have, and what are the three main languages, or if they have an official languages, what are that?
Okay, so actually we have only one language, like official language, that is Bangla. Like everyone talks in Bengali, but we have dialects. So we have different dialects. We have certain regions, people in certain regions, they talk in different dialects, but they're still like, it's Bengali, but you have to get used to the dialect to understand what they're saying. Like for me, personally, I don't understand how people talk in the south or in the north, because I grew up in very close to the capital, which is Dhaka, and everyone talks in Bengali, but we actually talk in only one language. Other than the indigenous people, they have their different cultures, they have their different traditions and different languages, but they are not they do not commonly live in the maybe in the capital or in the local areas. They have their own in the south, they have their own places, they have their own villages and own things. So Bengali is the only language that is commonly used.
Thank you. That's actually pretty cool. Talking about the ethnic group, because you mentioned how the difference of villages and stuff, indigenous people. So majority of Bangladesh population is Bengali. I said that right? And obviously you guys have diverse origins from Veda settlement, Mediterranean and Indo-European language speakers, and then Arab, Persian, Turkish, all over the globe, if I might say. So there's a lot of ethnic groups down there, but the main big ones are the Bengali, right?
Yes.
I said that right.
You are saying it beautifully.
Thank you. So inside of all that, talking about the languages, could you give us ways of greeting in Bengali? How we say hello, how we say good morning, how we say good night. Just ways of greeting that would be helpful for someone who's going to Bangladesh and wants to say hello to a Bengalian. No, I don't think that's how you say it.
Bengalis,
okay.
Yes, Bengalis. Okay, so we go by many different names. We're Bangladeshi, we are Bengalis, we're Bengali people. So
okay, great. All right, I love it. All right, so could you give us a way of saying hello or hi or good morning, good night, and good evening? And then you can teach me and I can repeat it back. So it's a lesson.
I would love that.
Okay, whenever you're ready, you can just.
Yes, so we do not actually have any official phrases for hello. So when we meet someone, we usually just greet them assalamu alaikum, which is for us is a religious thing and a cultural thing. But usually if you are meeting with your friends and not an elderly person, you are meeting with your friends or maybe someone who's from a different religion, you usually just go by ki khobor, which is in English, how's it going? How are you doing? This kind of stuff. Ki khobor.
Ki khobor.
Yes.
Okay.
Ki khobor. How's it going?
Ki khobor. How's it going?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you want to greet someone with good morning or good noon, good afternoon, good is shubho.
Shubho.
Yes, shubho. So good morning is shubho shokal, good noon is shubho dupur, good evening is shubho shondha. So okay, everything starts with shubho.
One time, slowly, and then I can say it when you say it.
Yes. Go ahead. So just start with good morning. Good morning is shubho shokal.
Shubho shokal.
Yes. Okay. Shubho shokal. Good morning.
Shubho shokal. Good morning.
And good night is shubho ratri.
Shubho ratri.
Ratri.
Latri.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Close. Okay. That was close. Okay.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Good evening is shubho shondha. I was not trying it because I'm not sure.
Okay.
You will get scared.
Shubho shanta.
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 Yes.
Oh my god, you got it.
I got it? Oh.
Yeah.
Great, guys. This is a learning moment. I love learning languages. And so you guys know, that's how you say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Yes. So listen to this again one more time so you can learn. And if you see someone who's from Bangladesh, or you're from, or you are in Bangladesh right then, you can say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Shubho sokal.
Yes.
Okay. Yay! Amazing. Thank you. Well, that's how you say good morning, good evening, and good afternoon in Bengali. Okay, so now we're moving to the flag of Bangladesh, the meaning of the flag, what it's, how it came about, when it was made. I love to talk about the meaning of the flag because obviously it gives you a little bit of history. The symbols of the flag also tells you a lot about the country and what they represent. So, the national flag of Bangladesh was adopted officially on January 17, 1972, and it was based on the similar flag during the Bangladesh-Liberian War of 1971. I would like to give Xenia a chance to talk about her country's flag.
Yeah, sure, why not? So I love the flag of my country. It's very simple. Like, you can remember this just by, like, you know, looking at it once, which is, our flag is very, very close to, like, Japan's flag. It's kind of the same. And Japan's flag is, like, you know, white background and then the red circle. And we have, like, green background and then red circle, which is very close, which is interesting, a fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
So our flag was kind of, like, you know, officially accepted or like adopted in 1972 after our like liberation war. And the flag actually represents the green part of the flag represents the greenery and the, like, you know, acres of lands of paddy fields and like, you know, vegetables and crops. And the red circle is actually, it resembles the sun.
That's nice.
You know, that's a very beautiful scenario if you go to the rural part of my country and you see there's like acres of lands where there's like crops, green crops, mm-hmm. and the sun is rising. That's a mm-hmm. very beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very proud to say that we are mainly an agricultural country, and our flag definitely represents that.
That's wonderful. It's nice. Now, did you just say that? I was like, I kind of want to see it, to see how, like, the sun rises from, like, looking at the green grass and, like, the land and everything. Just a little fun fact that I found. And it says that the Bangladesh flag earned a place in the Guinness World Record in 2013. And it was, like, thousands of people came together to create a human version of that flag, and that was like the largest human flag ever created. So that's a fun fact. That's really fun to see. I was like, oh, that's nice. I feel like there's a lot of Guinness World Record randomly, like, you just don't even know, and I'm just like, oh, cool.
It is cool. Like, it is cool because I think our country is not really big. Mm-hmm. But it has like such records. Like, we have the longest uninterrupted sea beach in the world, which is also like very interesting. So we have like, we hold records, even though we are a small country. We are rich in our, like, you know, in our own way.
And
about the human flag thing, yes, definitely that happened. And I was supposed to go in that as well, because students from my school, they went to that thing. Like, they took people, and mainly they took students from different schools, and I was supposed to go there, but then I had my appendicitis surgery scheduled at the time, and I could not go there. And when I saw the news, like, it was in the Guinness World Book record, I was like, oh,
that's
my god,
so cool.
That's a lifetime miss.
Yeah. I mean, you always have
happy that it happened.
Right. That is so cool. That's crazy. Okay, so we are venturing into one. Obviously, I won't even say one. This is my favorite part of the podcast, of the whole show, talking about traditional food. I love to talk about traditional food. Obviously, traditional food also is a good part of knowing one's culture, one's country. It tells a lot about how they eat, what they eat, just a lot that gives you the fruitfulness of that country, to be honest. We're just gonna dive right into traditional food. Sania, can you tell us like one of the most popular traditional food eaten around the country of Bangladesh? And then you can tell us, just going into the list of different kind of traditional food and how they are made, why it's made, when it's made.
I got you. So since I've already mentioned that we are a diverse like group of people, diverse cultures, so I cannot claim that this is the traditional food that everyone likes or everyone uses.
Definitely.
But from my perspective, and mm-hmm. since I'm a biryani lover, I mm-hmm. love biryani. I feel like people, like most people in my country, they love biryani. It is mm-hmm. not a traditional food, or it is not a food anymore. It's an emotion for us. Mm. And when we eat biryani, we say that it does not go to our stomach. It actually goes to our heart. So
that's
biryani is something that is served when you are having a birthday party at your home, when you have your like any kind of festival, anything that you're arranging for your relatives or your friends, you always have biryani, which I believe is kind of very traditional for us. And other than that, like if we are talking about like daily food, which mm-hmm. is kind of traditional but still like everyone eats it, it's kind mm-hmm. of the breakfast thing. The mm-hmm. breakfast. In breakfast, we eat like the breads, which is it kind of look like naan, but it's called like paratha, and mm-hmm. we have it with eggs, and then we have it with like aloo bhaji, which is a potato fry, and not the french fries.
Okay.
Potato fries. We use like spices because we like our food spicy.
Right. Oh, I love spicy food.
I know, right?
Right.
So yeah, I miss that here sometimes. But then we are really heavy on meat. We love our proteins. Mm-hmm. So we one traditional food is like risala, like beef risala, which is a beef curry. And we also eat like chicken curry as well.
That sounds good.
Yes, like beef. We love beef. Beef is the main attraction when there's like an invitation, when you are at someone's place, mm-hmm. your eyes are looking for the beef. Like the beef curry.
That's probably me. I'm like, where's the beef? I want the beef curry right now.
Yeah. It tastes good.
So. Right. Those sound really, really good. We have
paratha and beef curry, chicken curry, and biryani.
Just a quick question, because we always do like a quick questions from the ones she's mentioned, the beef curry, the chicken curry, the paratha, the biryani, which of this sounds really interesting, which of this dish sounds like you would want to taste if you were ever invited to a Bangladesh party or a festival or just a gathering? For me, obviously, anything that has meat, I will go for it. So the beef curry, the chicken curry, biryani, that's my own. Okay.
Same,
right? Yes, if you ever invite me to like a gathering, I would love to try those, but I am a foodie. But anyways, we are going to go to a traditional clothing, a ways of how Bangladesh dresses, the female and the male, the kids, the young adults, and all that stuff. Learning about traditional dresses or just knowing about it gives you a lot of insight about the country's culture. So Zania, please, would you be kind to tell us traditional clothes that are worn in Bangladesh?
So the traditional clothes for women is a sari. We wear it when like there's any festivals going on, or we're maybe feeling fancy today. I will wear a sari, which is very traditional. We wear sari in our weddings. Like I wore a sari in my wedding, so... And there's no gown. Like most of the time, there's no gown in our weddings. Mm-hmm. There's sari, and then there's like another garment which is called lehenga, which is a very embroidered and very gorgeous skirt and top. So, and other than that, like there's salwar kameez, which is a long tunic, and then trousers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not like, you know, most of the time they have like different designs on them, like different work of embroidery work and everything. So we kind of are a rich culture. We are kind of very vibrant, and mm-hmm. we wear many colors that goes right. with our mood, that goes with our attitudes, that mm-hmm. goes with the environment, like the climate. And for boys, it's kind of boring because you know there's always less options for boys,
right?
So for men, their traditional clothes is tunic, long tunic and trouser, which is kind of similar to what girls wear, but like, you know, the shapes and the sizes, like the making is kind of different, but the whole point of it is like Punjabi and pajama, which is like a tunic, long tunic and a trouser. It is the traditional like dress. But if you go to an event in my country, you will see most of men, they are actually wearing shirt or maybe a t-shirt and jeans, mm-hmm. which is like very casual. And in the like girls section, you'll see some are wearing like tunics, some are wearing western, some are wearing saris, like mm-hmm. there's different kinds of different. Variations.
Right.
Yes.
The one thing that was very interesting when you were mentioning it, you said pajamas like for the men, and I was just thinking of like, you know, when you sleep you wear pajama. Obviously it's two different things. It was just interesting like how the spelling is the same spelling as like a pajamas, like the night wear you wear to sleep. That was one interesting. Another thing that was interesting when you talked about like the women's dressing, it's very vibrant, it's very colorful, and I can see from the picture it's very colorful, it's very vibrant. I guess a question for me is like, do you wear this every day, or is this like up? I mean, you mentioned that you wear the shari for like weddings or festivals or traditional gatherings, but I just wanted to know if there's like a casual dresses for women where they just, rather than wearing the shari every day. But before you answer that, I just wanted to mention how unique and interesting it is when you were mentioning that women wear clothing based on the climate, their feelings, their attitude. And I was just like, that's really cool, because we do that nowadays. Like our fashion dresses are based on how we feel, whether we feel cute or we feel sexy or all of that. So that's pretty interesting.
I have been like living in the capital, Dhaka. Mm-hmm. So I have seen girls actually wearing western a lot, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. the jeans and a top and a shirt. Mm-hmm. But for me, I have worn like salwar kameez most of the times. This is a very common attire. Yeah, this is the most common thing to wear. You usually go out and you wear a tunic, long tunic and a trouser.
So we're gonna go into festivals in Bangladesh, and Zania, would be wonderful to tell us like the festivals, how it's been celebrated, when it's been celebrated.
Yes. So my favorite festival is the Pohela Boishakh. It is the, like, we have two calendars. We mm-hmm. use two calendars. One is the English calendar that, like, that is used all over the globe.
The world, yeah.
And then we have our own Bengali calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So the first day of the Bengali calendar is on April 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the day that we celebrate our New Year, like Bengali New Year. And uh-huh. that is my most favorite occasion, like festival, and like people love it. And people wear saris, like most of the people wear saris, because that's a very traditional and cultural thing for us, because that's only our calendar, and we celebrate it in the most, like, you know, lavish way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have like our Independence Day is also a very, very important event for us, which is December 16th. People again wear saris with, like, you know, green saris and maybe red jewelries, and combining all of this. And we actually have many different like festivals as well that maybe not all the people in the country are celebrating at the same time, but then people celebrate Falgun, which is the first day of like spring, we really like the spring because it's there's a lot of flowers and like there's a lot of colors, like the leaves are falling down, you know, it's a beautiful thing, like it's kind of a fall thing, but we call it a spring. And we celebrate it as well, and then again saris with our orange saris, like you know, every occasion when there's something happening, an event or a festival, we wear saris and we choose the color according to the event. So I suppose like February, like the Valentine's Day,
right,
we wear red saris.
Oh, that's nice.
So you know, it kind of depends on the like festival, but we're most of the time everyone wears, like tries to go with the theme and tries to maintain that color, and there's many delicious foods. We prepare different foods for different events. And one fun thing that I would like to mention about food, even though we are not in the food section anymore, but still, that is, we have like a certain food that we make when it rains. When it rains, we feel like, you know, this is the time to rest. Today I'll sleep a lot. This is a very calming day. And we don't feel like going out. So when it rains, we kind of have like, you know, cravings for a certain food. We make khichdis, which is a very traditional food for us, and we make it in the rainy seasons. So that's another fun fact.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's interesting. Based on the like, day of the occasion, different colors, the theme, matching the theme of the festivals and stuff like that, and then how you said that you make food based on the rain. That's great. It should be raining every day so we can eat. So that's all for the festival. Just quick question, which of the festival would you love to like attend if you are in Bangladesh country, or someone from that country here in the US or wherever you are is celebrating it? Obviously the one that stood out to me, because I love colors and I love everything vibrant, was the spring festival. I think that's what you said, the spring festival. And I do want to try this, wearing the sari based on the color, because it's just beautiful. So that's something I would want to try to attend or be part of. Moving on, as we are ending this beautiful podcast, thank you so much once again, Zenia, for joining us on Diverse Culture. We're so happy, I'm so happy that you were able to represent your country and be able to speak about it. So we are going to go to fun facts about Bangladesh. The fun fact that I found, obviously from what I said, was the World Guinness record of the flag, the human flag, which is really amazing. There's a lot of fun facts. I found that Bangladesh holds the world's longest beaches.
Sea beaches, yes.
Yeah, so, and then they have like 700 rivers that run throughout Bangladesh, which is really amazing. And then the land of, they call it the land of six seasons. And I think you were talking about it, how like summer is one of the longest days. Who doesn't want to have summer? I would want to have some. Well, I would want to have summer and rainy days mixed together rather than it being cold and snowy. Snow is lovely. We love the snow, but still, it's always cold. So that's the fun fact that I found. I'm pretty sure, Zenia, you have a lot of fun fact from Bangladesh, or you can say fun fact about yourself if you want.
So about fun facts, I'm not sure if it's a fun fact, but I really like the fact that it rains a lot in the summer in my country, which is not very common in the US. Like it rains when it's cold, like in the winter it rains, which does not help, like it's already cold. We don't need more, like, you know, more. We don't need more. Don't give us rains in the cold. But in my country, like, when it gets too hot, it rains. And it puts us in such a good mood. Like, everyone's happy now because we are not feeling, like, you know, that warm anymore.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing is, in my country, like, how I see, like, people have pets here everywhere, like dogs, but in my country it's not very common to have dogs. And I'm personally very, very scared of dogs, and people usually have cats at their homes.
Yeah.
And I feel very happy that as I am growing up, like when I was a child, I did not see much pets in people's house. But now I see like it's becoming very common, which I really love, because I believe like animals need shelter and they need love, and they're kind of getting that appreciation, which is very nice, which is a very, like, you know, good improvement that I like to see.
That's right. Thank you so much once again. That is Bangladesh, the country, a beautiful country of Bangladesh. We have a beautiful person here, Zania, which is one of my friends representing Bangladesh for us, representing her country, a culture. The culture is so rich in so many things. If you want to learn more, obviously go check out and learn more about Bangladesh. Thank you so much, Zania, for joining us today. Thank you for representing your country, Bangladesh, representing the culture, and giving us more insights on this. Thank you guys for tuning in to DC.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Like, I'm very honored to represent my country. I'm pretty sure, like, I do not represent the whole population. And I am, like, you know, I apologize if I, like, give any misinformation, because I am not the, like, spokesperson for, like, everyone in my country. But I just shared my own experiences, how I felt. And, yeah, this has been very, very amazing. This, like, podcast made me think of things that I did not, like, you know, I did not actually actively thought about before. So, yeah, this was really amazing. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. Once again, this is Diverse Culture, where we learn about different culture in different country, in different continent around the globe. This has been Diverse Culture. Thank you, and stay tuned for the next episode. Bye.
Bye.